Welcome to Marriage Heart to Heart. We're Tom and Elaine Waters with Restoration International. And we're going to be continuing today to talk about principles that will make a vital difference in our marriages. We want you to experience a marriage that's heart to heart.
So today we hope that you brought a paper and pencil so that you can take notes, because we're going to be talking about a very important topic: two me's or one us.
Well, you may remember last time we were talking about the fatal cycle and how that affected us in our marriage. And it was very difficult and it was painful for a period of time. And you remember that, dear. You remember what actually led us into that fatal cycle and how we began to recognize it.
Oh, yes. The me's in both of us were very big.
When two people are in a marriage and they both have the me focus, that self-focus that looks for what you do for me and how you affect me, if we're both in the me focus, we can't have a marriage that's heart to heart. So we're going to be talking about how we move from the me focus to the us focus.
There's two distinct people in a marriage, and we come from different backgrounds, different personalities. We have our own idiosyncrasies. We have our own educational backgrounds, many things that affect us individually. And we have to find what those things are in us and in each other, and we must learn to blend them so that we can truly have a marriage heart to heart. Otherwise, what we end up with is the strong me in myself and the strong me in you, and we often then find conflict.
Let's talk about what God's Word says about the two me's and how that moves to the us. It'd be great if you have your Bibles. You can open with us to Matthew, the 19th chapter. And we're going to be looking there at verses 5 and 6. These are very familiar verses. "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." And then verse 6 says, "Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder."
So that word cleave, that's an interesting word.
Strong word.
Very strong. It means that we're going to be glued together. I mean, I think of magnets that attract each other, kind of stuck. And when they're together, they're hard to pull apart. That's that cleaving that God
that's
wants
right.
to help us to develop. But when we are in the me focus, there's no adhesive to that glue, or the magnets are almost in reverse where they repel each other.
That's right.
And that's what we found happen in our relationship. When I was focused on what I wanted and everything in the marriage only focused on me, or when you were focused on what you wanted and what you thought needed to be done or how you wanted things mm-hmm. to happen, then we found that those two me's clashed, and we actually repelled each other instead of drawing each other closer together.
Yes. You know, many people think that when that verse is read, "let no man put asunder," people often think that's something outside, mm-hmm. you know, some outside force that's there. And it is often an outside force that comes in, but many times it's right within the marriage. It can be my selfishness that's repelling and pushing you away. So when we talk about "let no man separate," then we have to look at the two in the marriage.
That's right, because those outside forces that want to come in or that want to affect us, it's our choice how we deal with those outside forces. And if I choose to stay in the me focus, those outside forces only strengthen us pulling apart. But mm-hmm. if I choose to think on what is best for us, how is this going to affect us? What would you like? How should I consider what you want in this situation? Then that will draw us together. And the outside forces aren't going to be influencing us. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be separating us. So the real issue is, it's how you and I choose to deal in the marriage with those outside forces.
That's right. Many times, you know, when we would go to town, town days for us are very busy. We live up in the mountains of Montana, and actually we don't like to go to the city any more than we have to. We love our little haven up there. But when we go to town, it's a busy day, isn't it?
Always.
And so quite often, I will take things along, and I'll be efficient. And I remember that one day that we were together, and you went to Super One, to the grocery store, and I was ready to go into my normal routine. That is, I've got my correspondence that I need to write, and I've got things I need to read, and you had gone into the store, and there I was, sitting quietly, and the Lord called to my heart and prompted me that I needed to go in and spend time with you, of all places, in the grocery store. Now, you didn't know this was going on, of course, but I responded to that after I did a little bit of negotiating with the Lord. And you know, many times, friends, that's what happens. The Lord is prompting us to a better way, and we want to negotiate with the Lord. We want to reason it away. Well, I opened my heart there to the Lord, and I got up, and I went in and met you in the store. That was a little bit surprising, wasn't it?
I was not expecting you. I was there in the produce section, and you came up behind me and greeted me, and I could just feel by the atmosphere around you that you wanted to be with me. It wasn't that you were there because you had to, or you're there because I asked you to be there. It's there, you were there because you wanted to be with me, and I saw the difference immediately. And it was really great. I mean, you've been with me in the store at other times, and I've asked you to come with me, or sometimes you'll say, oh, I'll go with you. But it's more of an efficiency. I'll get this, and you do that. And, you know, this was truly a heartwarming experience. And so I find that, you know, just being with you, for me, is exciting. So for me, it's not a death of self, shall I say, to go into the hardware store with you or to go into the automotive store with you. I just like being around you.
Well, I like being around with you too, but the problem is that I also want to be efficient all the time. And this is what God was trying to teach me this day. You see, he wanted me to move out of the me focus, which the me focus in this case is just getting the things done that I think are so necessary. And God's efficiency is often very different than our efficiency. What God was trying to show me that day is that he knows the need of my wife. He knows what's in her heart. And he was calling to me to reach out, to move away from my focus, to move into the us focus. And you know, I realized that day in that little situation that God's efficiency is much better than my efficiency. And you know, really, when we're talking about God's efficiency, we're talking about not my will, but thy will be done. And that's when God can really work in our hearts to bring us from the me focus to the us focus.
That's right. He's the one who instituted marriage in the first place, and he's the one who wants to teach us as husbands and wives how to live together in happiness and harmony.
Amen.
And so he's always, and that's an absolute word, always sending little thoughts to us if we will start tuning our minds into him of ways that we can turn from the me to the us focus in our marriage. So your strengths are not my strengths, and your weaknesses aren't my weaknesses, because we're very different. But God wants to work with us in our individual personalities, and he wants to change the me in both of us to focus on the us, that we can have that happiness in our marriage. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's no problem going in with you to any store. For me, the Lord calls to my weakness in dealing with my thoughts. Am I going to let them start going down a wrong channel? And this, for women, is one of our greatest weaknesses in a gender sense, is that we often start letting our minds go down the wrong channel. We start having negative thinking, and that thinking will be deadly to a marriage. We have to be willing to address our thoughts. We have to be willing to let Christ change our thinking and start thinking not about just me and how I feel, or what he's doing that doesn't please me, or what he's doing that not doing that doesn't please me, but we have to start thinking, what is best for us? How can I be different to make our marriage better?
You know, I think it's important that the people understand what this me focus really is. When I'm in the me focus, when I'm really just thinking about how you affect me, what you're saying, what you're doing, that me focus doesn't take into account your needs as my wife, your needs as my sweetheart, your needs as the us, That's what the Bible verse talked about there, that the two shall become one. It's not that we have to think alike or that we lose our individuality. It's that we are blended together. That's the us focus. And so whenever I'm concerned about how you're affecting me and what I want you to do, you know, I used to think, and I didn't realize I thought this way, but I used to think that if I could just get my wife to do everything I wanted her to do it my way, then I would be happy.
I tried.
And it's really, that's the me focus. And we'll never find true happiness there. We have found the true happiness in a marriage that's heart to heart as we've come to understand the us focus. So we want to talk about two areas today that will help us move from the me focus to the us focus. The first one, be determined. Now there's a word of action.
Very strong word.
It is, and it's good. A word of determination. Be determined to be all that it is possible to be for the other person. You see, immediately in this, it's not be determined to get my way. It's not be determined to make my wife do what I want her to do. The focus here is be determined to be all that I can be for her sake. That's quite a big emphasis change. It's the benefit for you, for us, not get my way.
When we recognize that and we began to challenge ourselves with this first point here, be determined to be all that I could be for us or for you, it started turning our marriage around.
That's right.
Because I wasn't focusing on myself anymore the way I used to. And I'm still subject to doing that, as you know, from time to time. But the Lord will call to our hearts, and that's the exciting thing about the God that we serve. He, more than anyone, wants to help us to keep that marriage heart to heart. And so being determined to be all I can be for you, that crosses my mind many times in a day. And it changes the focus that I have. And even the little duties, the everyday duties in the home that a wife has, the responsibility of the home upkeep and the day-to-day things and taking care of the children, when I have you in my thoughts, it makes my work more joyful. Mm. If I'm just thinking about myself sitting at home and doing all these things, well, sometimes I can lose the joy in that.
So what I've noticed is when you are in the us focus, you're always very expressive of appreciation for me. One of the things, and that's a wonderful benefit.
I think it comes spontaneously, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because we're not really thinking about ourselves.
And the beauty of it is that when we're in that kind of a focus, and this is the amazing thing to the selfish heart, when I am really focused on the benefit and looking to my wife for how I can be a blessing to her, it's amazing that I find much more happiness in that myself. That's how God's economy works. And, you know, one of the things that I've really been appreciative of is how you take care of yourself when nobody else is around. You know, a lot of women, they dress up great for church, and they look good when they go out shopping, and who are they trying to impress? You look great at home. Not that you're in your church clothes, but I really appreciate that. And what that tells me is you're thinking of me. You want to make our home a happy place. And I tell you, I love to come home to you.
Oh, I know you do. You don't even like to leave, and that's
right.
Even better. But, I have that in my heart. I want to be everything I can be for you. And the thing I've really appreciated in you is that the honesty that you have. You know, when things don't always go smooth, just trying to be everything you can be, being determined, gives you an honesty of heart that you can say, honey, I'm sorry that I did this, or I'm sorry that I said that. And I can honestly see you growing and seeking the Lord and looking to better our marriage. And to me, that's the exciting thing about being determined to be all we can be for each other.
Well, it certainly has made an impact in our marriage and continues to. And it's nice to be able to say, as a result of moving from the me focus to the us focus, there's nobody in the world that I'd rather be with than you.
And I know that.
Well, we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about point number two, how we can advance the happiness of each other. Stay with us. Welcome back to Marriage Heart to Heart.
We're talking about the difference between two me's and one us. And our second point to develop that us relationship instead of having two me's is that we will study to advance the happiness of each other. That's a new thought, another thing that is calling upon us individually, right, dear?
That's
upon
right.
Us individually, that we have to do in order to make a marriage heart to heart. I have to look for ways to advance the happiness for you. And you know, when we were dating, it wasn't hard at all. I could think of a lot of things that I would like to do just to make you happy. And for many couples, it's that way when they're dating, when they're engaged. But when they get married, somehow the focus turns off the other person or off of the us and onto ourselves. Mm. So we have to consciously begin to study how I can make you happy.
That's right.
And it's not really hard.
You know, the Bible talks about it in 1 Corinthians 13. That is the love chapter, and everybody knows that's the love chapter. So let's look at a couple of things there. It says that love is kind. Now, that's pretty basic, isn't it? Love is kind. We can be kind to a lot of different people. We can be kind to the person at the grocery store. We can be kind to the, well, you know, we've seen people that are much more kind to their pets and how they talk to their pets than how they talk to their own wife or husband. So love is kind. Can we not be kind to the one that we've said we love? I think we should. And love seeks not its own. There it is. Mm-hmm. It's not the me focus. It seeks not its own. Somehow we think that if we can just make ourselves happy, seek our own, what makes me feel good, oh, then I'll be happy. But true love is only happy when it seeks the best good of the other.
That's right. And it's not just looking for things we can do for each other in a day. But I think that word study has another application, and that means really study. Look for things in the Word of God that will help us to be a better wife or a better husband. And the Scriptures are full of beautiful stories of couples, of marriages, and of how a proper love relationship works. And I found for me that when I stopped reading books that were only causing me to be discontent in our marriage because it was focused on what a woman needs to have in a marriage. Mm. When I read those kind of books and I wasn't feeling like I was getting that, I became more and more discontent. But when I set those books aside and I began to study what God wanted me to be in our marriage, what He wanted me to be for you, and I challenged myself with the Proverbs 31 chapter, it began to change my whole outlook in our marriage, and I think I became a better wife for you.
Oh, I definitely benefited from that.
We both did, yes. In my heart and you. And what did it do? It drew us together as one. It had an us focus instead of me, me, me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because the Lord was putting the same kinds of thoughts in my mind. You know, we need to talk about these things as husband and wife. If you've run out of things to communicate about in your marriage, this is a great subject to communicate about. Let's talk about whether we're operating like two me's, independent Adams, my focus, your focus, or let's see if we're allowing God to make the two become one. And talk about the us focus. I started doing the same thing. I started studying to look for ways to advance your happiness. I started studying God's Word, and you know where I put my focus was on becoming the man that God wanted me to be, becoming the husband that God wanted me to be, and the father, since we have our three children, to be the father that God wanted me to be. And as I started looking for ways to make you happy. That wasn't like to indulge you in things, but to really look to promote your happiness in the marriage. It had a tremendous blessing in my own heart. And this is what I wish people could understand, that really moving away from the me focus is when we gain the greatest blessings in the us focus together.
Well, then we like to share things together. We like to be together. We like to talk, and we can talk about anything. Mm-hmm. And that's what that studying to advance each other's happiness and drawing us together as one has done. It has given us the opportunity. It's provided the framework, shall I say, that our communication is improved. Mm-hmm. Everything about our relationship has grown so that we just want to do what pleases the other person. Because in serving, now we use that word to serve, mm-hmm. in serving, I find my greatest joy. And that's really what Christ demonstrated.
Right.
Our relationship as husband and wife is to represent the relationship he has to us as his children, as we, as a bride and a groom, as a husband and a wife. And he came to serve. And I believe in our marriages, if we looked to study to make the other one happy, that means that we would serve them. And in that service, we would find our greatest joy and we would have the F's focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know it led me to begin making time for you to communicate. And, you know, sometimes people think that that's just something a woman really needs. And maybe that is a more vocalized need. But I know in our marriage, we both needed that. And really, the devil didn't want us to have that kind of meaningful communication. And we're going to be talking about this in much greater depth in some of our other programs. But that made a huge difference as we began to communicate, as I began looking for ways to open communication. And with that communication, really listening with a heart to understand makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference to the one who's hearing and to the one who's expressing. And it gives us the opportunity to really understand each other,
yes,
from the heart. And that's what has made our marriage so meaningful.
Well, there was a verse that really spoke to me, and I want to share it. Ephesians 5:28, it says, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Isn't that an interesting thought? You know, I won't go into the whole thing about bodybuilding and how men are with their bodies and stuff, but obviously the Apostle Paul here understood something. He said, men ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. And oh, how true I found it to be. The more I have sought to advance your happiness in the marriage, the more I have sought to love you in an unselfish way, translating the selfishness that, you know, I want, give me what I want, as I have translated that to an unselfish love for you, to promote your happiness, it has actually done exactly what this verse says. He that loveth his wife loves himself. Mm-hmm. Isn't it beautiful?
It is beautiful.
We really want to help people understand that the me focus is not bringing them this illusion of what they think they will have. If I can just get what I want. It's the us focus that's so meaningful and so much more fulfilling in marriage.
It is, and that's what we found. And maybe this would be a good time to challenge you out there, our listening audience today, with the same things that we have been challenged with ourselves in our own marriage. So let's look at those two areas and challenge ourselves today.
To move from the me focus to the us focus, we need to be determined to be all that I can be for my wife. Be determined to make a commitment. That means something that it's worth making a commitment to, and it is. You're worth every commitment that I make. And that we will then study to advance the happiness of the other person. Once we've made the commitment, now we're going to do what we need to do to put our focus on really advancing the happiness of the other person.
And I want to be determined to be all I can be for you. And each day as I make that, the commitment of my day, that I start the day, it helps me to think before I speak. Mm. It helps me to think, how will what I want to say right now, how will that affect us, instead of just saying what's on my mind?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't always do that right. You remember last night, I didn't do it right. I said what came to my mind first. But even with that, as soon as I recognized it, I retracted it because I saw that was all me and I wanted it to be us. So I restated it. And this is what's important. And I hope that you listening today won't be discouraged if you don't always do it right. But when you hear yourself becoming in the me focus or speaking in the me focus, that you will, as you hear it come out of your mouth even, that you will say, okay, let me restate it because I really want what's best for us.
That's right. They can't do it apart from Jesus Christ, not with true success. We need to surrender ourselves to Christ, and He will help us to move from the me focus to the us focus. Why don't we close together in prayer? Father in heaven, what a blessing it is to be able to turn to You in all of our selfishness, wherever You find us, Lord. We want to turn to You to move from the me focus to the us focus, that we might truly move away from two me's in this marriage to an us blended in Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we've got something to look forward to next time we get together, an enduring commitment. Do you want to have an enduring commitment? You know, it's one of the things that's missing in many, many marriages today. An enduring commitment, one that is a lifetime commitment, with a marriage divorce rate being what it is today, it's tragic. But if we want to have a marriage that's heart to heart, we need a marriage union and a commitment that will endure for a lifetime. We look forward to seeing you next time on Marriage Heart to Heart. You too can have a marriage made in heaven.
This has been a Three Angels Broadcasting Network production.